With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It just may be President-elect Trump's most controversial nomination, that of now former Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Not only has the left gone ballistic, never Trumpers on the right seem to be upset as well. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, and Republicans savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
And that's correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNNews.com, wildfires continue to rage across parts of New York and New Jersey.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
On the West Coast, the massive mountain fire of Ventura County, California, now roughly 80% contained. It's charred more than 20,000 acres. Under a consent agreement with the feds, Ford will pay the government up to $165 million for moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points, while the NASDAQ trading 22 points lower. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is all set for the Christmas wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President-elect Trump's new ambassador to Israel has been a longtime supporter of the Jewish state. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is also an evangelical leader, and he maintains that the Palestinians have no right to establish a state on Israeli land. Huckabee recently said the title deed was given by God to Abraham and to his heirs. The former governor frequently visits Israel, once said he wanted to buy a vacation home there. This is SRN News. What's in a name? Quite a bit, according to the City by the Bay.
A federal judge has ordered the Port of Oakland to stop using San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport as its airport's new name, while a lawsuit by the City of San Francisco over copyright infringement is ongoing. San Francisco sued over what it said is a trademark violation. It asked a federal judge to issue a preliminary injunction saying Oakland Airport's new name is confusing people who want to fly to the San Francisco International Airport. The judge on Tuesday issued an order agreeing with the copyright violation argument, saying San Francisco spent millions to develop its brand. Keith Peters reporting.
Arguing that it's unconstitutional, some gun rights groups are challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases. They've gone to court. Maine, one of a dozen states that have such a waiting period on the books. More details, SRNNews.com.